The opinions expressed in Devil's Advocate are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. That being said, thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show.
I'm Claire. Today I'll be the mediator and I'm with Izzy and Louisa.
Hello.
In a world full of Reddit drama,
only two voices dare to defend the indefensible.
Welcome to Devil's Advocate.
Hi guys, I'm Claire. I'm a second year media production student here at TMU. This will be my first time on Spirit Live and my first time doing a podcast ever. So I'm super excited to be here and a part of the team.
Hi guys, I'm Izzy. I'm also a second year media production, but this isn't my first time doing Spirit Live. But this is my first time doing like a weekly podcast. Last year, I did a bi-weekly podcast called The Lookbook with Annika, Beth, and Robert. So, yeah, I'm super excited to be here.
Hi, I'm Louisa. I'm also a second-year media production student. Like Claire, this is my first time doing a Spirit Live podcast. I'm pretty excited to do this. This is really cool. I've always seen these rooms and wanted to give it a try. That's me. What's the story, Claire?
Am I the a-hole for taking my girlfriend's lasagna home when she said I could?
Mm. Yes.
I mean, I think so too, because if you took my lasagna, I would make you the asshole.
Well,
the
I mean, a-hole. She said she could. Or he could.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But they did say that it was allowed to do that.
Yeah.
So it's I think fun. It depends, like, what kind of lasagna was it? Like, was it, like, a good, like...
Was it frozen?
Okay, guys, I'm sorry. Lasagna's disgusting after, like, the second day. Okay. Lasagna's so nasty.
I love homemade lasagna. I'll eat that.
No, homemade lasagna is good, but for the frozen first day. One. The second day when, like, the top is all crusty. And... No.
Oh, but the no, tomato but, like, low sauce key, always dries out.
Yeah, low key, I like the crunchiness.
Like, what is wrong with you?
Wait, like the crispiness of the cheese?
No, like, you know when, like, the pasta.
On top of the pasta. Hard. That's so nasty. You like? I bet you like leftover like pasta.
I do. I do.
I hate leftover pasta so much.
Okay, I think they are the a-hole because I would be so mad if they did that to me.
I don't think they are.
But if she said,
wait, could? I don't understand. Wait, I'm saying it wrong.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Then I think. Okay, wait. Am I the a-hole for taking my girlfriend's lasagna when she said I could?
You said yes immediately.
Because I thought that it was my lasagna they were taking. But if we're
Louisa's lasagna.
Okay, if I'm in the role of the person's story and I took lasagna and my girlfriend said I could, then they're not the asshole. I understood that
because they
my
said
boyfriend
that they could.
Took my lasagna and I would be like, what the hell, man? That's my lasagna.
Well, but maybe she said you could take some, but not all
yeah.
of it.
Like men don't. Men don't hear the full.
Okay, they just hear sorry. You can take my lasagna.
Yeah,
not,
they don't hear the full thing.
Some.
They hear you can have my food, and then they eat like, you can have my food. Like you have a few fries, and I eat the whole fries. You know what I mean? Like you can have some. Yeah, you can have a bite, and it's like that. A whole bite, or you can have a sip, and they drink like the entire thing.
Okay, I'm gonna go. Okay, do you want to go?
I don't.
Not a hole.
I mean. Yeah, I don't think they're the a-hole.
Okay, I'm going to say they are, because they stole their girlfriend's lasagna.
Okay, read it.
My girlfriend and I are both college students. She lives in an apartment on her own, and I live with my parents. On Sunday, my girlfriend made homemade lasagna for our date night. She made everything from scratch, including the noodles. It was really good. So after we finished, I asked if I could take lasagna home for my family to try. She said yes. When I left that night, I took the tray of lasagna with me. My girlfriend didn't walk me out, so she didn't see me take the tray. On Monday, I got a text from my girlfriend asking where her lasagna was. I told her I had taken it home for my family. She said, I thought you were going to take some, not the whole thing. I spent most of my food budget for the week on it with the intention to eat leftovers for the rest of the week. Now, I don't know what I'm going to eat. I feel bad. I felt bad and apologized, but pointed out that I had asked her if I could take it home, and she didn't tell me that I couldn't take a whole tray.
But she didn't say
you can have it all. You say, can I have some? And she said, yes. You didn't say, can I have it?
Louisa's bitter about this lasagna.
I am bitter. I'd be mad, too, if I spent all my money on that dang lasagna.
Okay, wait. Maybe there's more to the story. Maybe there's more to the story. She said it should have been obvious that I shouldn't take the whole thing since the tray was so big. Yeah, like, why'd he take the whole tray out of the fridge? Stupid. To be fair to her, it was a really big tray. My family of five only just finished the tray yesterday after eating it for dinner both nights. But now I don't think the size of the tray makes it obvious I shouldn't take it. Monday night and last night, my girlfriend complained that she had to eat instant noodles for dinner so that she wouldn't blow her food budget. Today, she's asking me if I can buy her a sandwich since I took her leftovers over the week. Oh, leftovers for the week. It sucks that she spent her food budget on the lasagna, but I think this is her fault for not being clear that I shouldn't take the whole thing. I don't think she's justified in taking... I don't think she's justified in asking me to buy her lunch because of it. She called me an a-hole for not being willing to help her out. Am I the a-hole?
Okay.
Yes.
I want to say yes, but I can't. Yeah, that's kind of hard. But like,
yes, I'm on the right side this time.
Yes, I think like she didn't specify specifically. Also, why would you spend your whole food budget on something like that? If you're a broke college student, I feel like you would know to not
make.
Yeah,
a whole
I'm sorry. Isn't lasagna like the cheapest thing? It's just pasta and meat.
Maybe it was like premium meat.
If you're a broke Maybe college,
but
like student,
it was a really.
But it was a really big tray.
Yeah, so from Costco.
Like, stop. Maybe, like, she used, like, one jar of, like, tomato sauce, and that could have lasted her, like, two other meals that she probably could have made.
But also, like, even if it was a misunderstanding and you know your girlfriend's not going to eat, why don't you want to take care of your girlfriend and buy her lunch one day?
Okay, yeah, like, you should have taken care of your family.
Like, that last
five,
part really, like...
Yeah, that's insane. Like, also, if you can feed your family, then you're not spending money. Or, like, if you have the lasagna, you're not buying yourself dinner or lunch. So why not just take out your girlfriend?
Yeah, like, spend your money that you were going to use on your own meals.
Why doesn't
her?
Okay, my question is, why doesn't he live with her?
My question is, you say, can I have some, and you take the whole tray? What kind of greedy lasagna freak are you? Like, don't take the whole tray!
Well, okay, but here's the thing. He did ask her, can I take this home for my family? So, like, maybe he thought, oh, that means
that
I
is true.
Take
she
it
should if they're dating for, and it's like, been like a while. She should know that like he has a family of five.
Yeah, I know. Like, what if his family meant like only him and his parents, or like him and his dad? Like,
you're not gonna feed the two little children.
No. But like, still, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. Like, if I ever go to like a family Thanksgiving or like a family dinner and there's like leftovers and I'm like, oh, can I bring some home, or like, can I bring it home? My instinct isn't just take the whole turkey. It's yeah, to take
no,
some of the
true
meat. Like, yeah, it just doesn't.
But also,
you know,
why is she meal prepping lasagna?
I'm sorry, I'm still on that. Why is she meal prepping lasagna?
That's
so
just
random.
Really
likes no, but lasagna.
She said it's for, he said
but
it's
also,
for their
also,
date night.
Also, on top of that, it's her fault, because if she complained that she had to eat instant noodles, you're not making instant noodles right, okay, guys? Like, you can't just, like, boil the cup and then put in, like, you can put, like, water in that. That's disgusting. You have to, like, make it a little, add some vegetables, add some sauce.
Like, yeah,
sauce.
No, I know.
Add some sauce.
There's instant a right noodles, way of yeah, making guys, I can go through noodles. My entire camera roll. There's so many instant noodles. So you just
oh
have
gosh
to like make it
I love ramen
good, so you don't have to complain, because instant noodles are good.
But like, he doesn't, I feel like he's not trying to understand her.
No, yeah, that's so true,
because he just cause it's ago? Like giving that he's like, well, I'm in the right, so I'm not gonna really listen to you.
He's
like
socks, he's like
but...
only it's not like him asking am I the a-hole, it's like my girlfriend is asking if I'm the a-hole, you know, like it's kind of like, why is she asking? Or why is she telling
like, my girlfriend's mad at me, guys. Is she valid or what?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
No, like, she is valid.
Like, wrong thread,
well,
buddy.
Don't blow your food budget on lasagna. Like, there's cheaper thing out there, I'm sure.
I just think he's not being very understanding. And even if, like, you don't think she's right, like, just buy her lunch one day. Like, she made you a whole lasagna and she's feeding your family. Like,
also,
damn,
okay,
just,
I know.
One lunch,
also,
one sandwich.
She also didn't walk him to the door.
So she couldn't
He's grasping at straws here. She's walking on the dang door.
But it's like, obvious. So it's her fault. It's all her fault. Because, okay, to be fair, like.
Oh, true. If you made sure to point it out, like, I guess also, it does.
No, but I also think the way he said it was like. So, like, the fact that but she also, didn't do that probably like, means
something
that, like,
probably
I'm
happened
valid.
Before, and he's probably, like, used to her walking to the door to make sure that he didn't, like, make a mistake. You know what I mean? Yeah, because men
make
are.
Make a mistake.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I feel like someone would just need, like, affirmation if, like, oh, am I, like, supposed to, like, take the whole thing? Then, like, walk me to the door and, like, I don't know. I feel like if I was walked to the door and, like, they saw it, then it would be okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I also think it's just, like, polite to ask, like, oh, like, just making sure.
Well,
I can
obviously
take
she was taking a fat shit
that you made for me.
Okay, but I don't understand, like, why wouldn't he be like, well, how much can I take?
No,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
Taking the
like,
whole
I
tray
would...
is a little insane, considering, like, you were able to, like, you said, like, I only finished a tray last night with my family, so it's obviously you have a lot of lasagna, so, like, why wouldn't you think to at least
okay,
leave
why
half
is she
for
still
your
complaining?
Girlfriend?
Well, that's, like, a week after.
If
oh, that's a day after, never mind.
Okay, but, like, maybe it was really good lasagna, and it was just, like, she just really...
And,
well,
like,
she spent all her money on it. Like, I'd be mad too.
Instant noodle, so her lasagna is probably terrible.
Damn, you really have it out for these instant noodles.
I don't know. Just both need to put more effort into it. How about that?
Everybody sucks.
Everyone's the a-hole. They're both the a-hole.
They're both the a-hole. Yeah.
Okay. What did Reddit have to
so
say?
So Reddit said that he is the a-hole.
Totally.
He also didn't put his little like. He didn't put, like, a thing where it's, like, me, 19M.
Oh, my God, Claire.
Claire's not having the 19M.
Just not
so
liking this
the
Reddit
a-hole
story.
For that. Oh, someone said, what does this mean?
You're the a-hole.
Someone said, you're the a-hole, but only for
oh,
not
I thought
hooking
this was
her
meals.
Up with food to eat since you took her meal. I know, I thought so, too. Since you took her meal plan for this week.
No, that's what I
no.
said.
Oh, yeah, this is so true. Someone's like, right? I was 75% through the post with a solid nah, and then bam, his a-hole behavior came right through. Taking lasagna wasn't the a-hole move. That was just a misunderstanding. Refusing to help her out with the food for the rest of the week, that's
you know
just
else
effing
is
cold.
That goddamn lasagna.
Oh, my God.
It's probably so
it's probably dry too.
Ew, that's so nasty. This is 7 years ago.
I know. I saw that.
Yeah, I agree. Like, it's like taking that lasagna
was the
in general is not the a-hole move. I mean, yeah. I would call you an a-hole because, like, I love lasagna, but definitely the way he acted afterwards.
That's just
you
what made him.
Because, like,
a-hole.
If that's your girlfriend, like, surely you love your girlfriend. You don't want her to starve, and she's like even though instant noodles is really good, Izzy. Like, maybe like she just wasn't feeling it. And she was just like upset because obviously if, like. Someone dangles ice cream in your face and like, well, here's a carrot. Obviously, you're like, well, I want the damn ice
I don't know,
cream.
Guys, I would eat the carrot.
So like, she's like, I was picturing
eat both of it. How about that?
Okay, I see. Like, maybe she just wanted the lasagna, so she was just in a bad mood, and like, he should have tried a little bit harder to make her feel better. Like, even if he was like, it was
oh,
a
but
mistake.
But does she have like other people like, who can also feed her? Like, where's her friends? Also, where's like,
that's what
where's,
I'm saying.
Like, your thousands of McDonald's points that are definitely on your phone because I know you have it as a broke college student myself. Like. You can just order McDonald's for the one night. I don't know.
I think it's just more like, also, oh, I put the effort and like, she put the effort into making this nice lasagna for them to enjoy for their date night, and
he just
stole
it.
Yeah, like that's like maybe if she made it and like it was in the fridge and he came over and was like, oh, can I have some lasagna and took it, like it wouldn't be that big of a deal. But like the fact that it was for their date night, like she made it was kind of like, oh.
Seriously, I'm going to feed it to my family, thanks.
Yeah. I'm going to go to my family at 5.
Yeah, I got 4 kids, guys. Don't worry about it.
But okay, don't but worry. Also, why doesn't he move in with her? I don't know. That's so weird. She lives on her,
well,
her own. To, like, help with the bills and stuff.
Well, I'm
like,
sure
surely
she probably
she
lives,
said,
like, with
no, at the start it says,
I assume.
She lives in an apartment on her own.
She's an apartment on her
then
own.
Is she rich?
Oh.
I'm sorry.
My parents.
Yeah,
you could
she
afford
could
a whole apartment, then you could afford some food.
Yeah. Wait, what does that mean? My 19F dad. It
means her dad's 19.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, wait, no. My 19F? No, my 19F means, like, I am 19 years old and I'm a female.
Okay, okay.
I was gonna say, like, Claire's not a Redditor, guys.
My bad.
I'm really not. I'm such a noob.
Okay. My 19F dad, 50s, interrupts a lot when others speak, including me. From his work colleagues, friends, strangers, and neighbors, it's very irritating. As he will speak about something in queue for a response, and immediately as someone talks, he will speak over them. He also does the interrupting where someone will speak and he just has to butt in and add to it. It's only me and him, and because of that, there's no one in position to tell him what he does is wrong because I'm only 19 and he's much older. I've resorted to leaving the conversation if my dad interrupts me by saying never mind and walk away. He gets very annoyed and angry about this, making excuses about how he was still talking about his point, etc. Tonight, he did it again while I was cooking and leaning on a chair. He said something and I responded, and in mid-sentence he kept talking about how I was leaning on the chair. I stopped talking, said never mind, and carried on cooking. He screamed at me. It's been a long time since he raised his voice so much at me. He kept shouting about how rude I am and how he hates it when I do that, etc. I just feel it's so disrespectful when someone can't let others talk about butting in, and I'm only doing what I can to stop it.
I mean, I don't think that she's in the wrong. If she gets interrupted and she doesn't like it, you can just stop speaking. Like, that's what I would do, to be honest.
Damn, I keep getting the bad rolls. No. Like, I'm gonna say she is the a-hole, because if it really is that bothersome to you, it's kind of immature to just shut down. And even though, like, it's hard to get your dad to listen, and like you feel like you don't have the place because you're 19, you should still be like, hey dad, like, listen, I'm gonna need you to shut up for about 5 minutes while I tell you how you make me feel right now, and get him to listen. Because even though some parents aren't like that, if you don't get the point across, and you're just gonna keep living in an environment that's not, like, healthy for you or your father, if you're just fighting the entire time. It's also not good for him mentally to just always be yelling at his daughter, which surely he doesn't want to be doing. Even though he does sound like a annoying father, like, I feel like if you love your daughter, you would be able to understand how you're frustrating her. So, wait, I'm defending the wrong side again. She's the a-hole because because she should be able to communicate. Like, shutting down is just immature.
Yeah, but, like, he won't, like, I don't know. I feel like the older generation is so, like, they're so dense in the mind, okay? They don't want to listen to you. If you, like, try to, like, explain your feelings, they're not going to, like, listen. They're like, you're younger than me. Like, I'm wiser than you. Like, okay, sure. But I don't know. To me, like, respect is earned and not given. So, like, just because you're older than me, it doesn't really mean anything. I'm sorry. Like,
I also think, like, sometimes parents don't always know when they're interrupting someone, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like, they don't acknowledge it. So it's like, if someone interrupts them, they're like, what? Why did you interrupt me? Meanwhile, they're still, like, they do it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it could even just be that he's not aware of it. That's why, yeah. I think she is kind of the a-hole here. Like, just try and communicate with your father. Like, I get what you're saying. Like, respect is or not given. But, like, at the same time, like, you should try and get him to earn the respect that you deserve from him.
Yeah. I feel like he's just so dense. Because, like,
yeah,
if you, like, interrupt, like, everyone, and you haven't even learned that, you're, what, like, 50? Again, angst, yeah. Status, like...
No, literally.
Like, you're 50 and you still haven't learned that in your 50 years of living to, like, yeah, not interrupt.
You also, like, want to set a good example for your daughter.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. You don't want her to be doing what you are doing to other people.
Yeah.
Okay, so should I reveal what Reddit has voted,
yeah,
for this person?
Yeah.
Dun dun dun. Okay. Everyone, most people said that she is not the a-hole. That's a wrap for this episode of Devil's Advocate.
Follow us on Instagram at @TeamUDevil'sAdvocate for more.
Catch the next episode of Devil's Advocate Weekly. Until next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.